From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's meeting with BP executives at the White House is over. BP has agreed to pay $20 billion to start compensating people directly affected by the country's worst ever oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The president says he's also getting the BP chairman's assurances that when he addresses shareholders, BP will put Gulf Coast residents' suffering first and foremost.
If they don't get relief quickly, may lose businesses that have been in their families for two or three generations. And the chairman assured me that he would keep them in mind. That's going to be the standard by which I measure BP's responsiveness.
After the meeting, BP's chair, Carl Enriks Vanberg, said he was sorry.
I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to the American people on behalf of all the employees in BP.
Vanberg says the BP board will not pay further dividends this year as part of its commitments to compensate victims of the Gulf oil spill. New government data shows some steam has been taken out of the housing market. NPR's Giles Snyder reports home construction plunged last month.
The Commerce Department says new home building dropped 10% last month, and housing starts for April were revised down. Buyers have been taking advantage of a government tax credit, but economist Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says that's expired now.
Whether we're looking at housing starts or we're looking at other housing numbers like existing home sales or new home sales, they've been a little bit inflated by the tax credit, and so now we're sort of coming back to normal or coming back to, let's just say, a slow recovery in housing.
Other fresh economic figures are more positive. The Federal Reserve says industrial production rose 1.2% in May, and wholesale prices dipped in May for the second straight month, the result of big declines in energy costs. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Kyrgyzstan's military is trying to regain control of the city of Osh, where ethnic rioting reported to have claimed hundreds of lives since it started last week. Tens of thousands of people have already fled to neighboring Uzbekistan. NPR's David Green is in Osh, where he says people are trying to get a handle on what caused the rioting.
A lot of people here saw how quickly this spiraled out of control on Thursday night. And so while there is a feeling that the things have calmed down, I think there are enough rumors still. There's enough talk of, occasional sniper fire and rumors of, still some gangs roaming about targeting Uzbek neighborhoods that no one is sure. I mean, one person said to me, we don't know what's going to happen the next hour. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So a lot of fear. And now people are starting to look back and try to figure out what happened.
NPR's David Green. Dow's down 2 points. This is NPR. The federal trial over California's ban on gay marriage has entered closing argument stage. It involves two same-sex couples who sue to overturn the law known as Proposition 8, arguing it violated their civil rights. The ban was approved by voters in 2008. The judge hearing arguments in San Francisco is expected to hand down a decision within weeks. The NBA championship is moving to a deciding Game 7 between the Los Angeles Lakers and Boston Celtics. Last night in L.A., the Lakers beat the Celtics 89-67 to tie the series at three games apiece. From Los Angeles, NPR's Tom Goldman has details.
Here's a telling visual. After last night's game, Boston point guard Rajon Rondo came into the interview room with a big bandage on his chin. It was a result of an elbow by Lakers forward Ron Artest, and it was a symbol for what happened to the Celtics. They got smacked. Boston's 67 points was the second lowest score in finals history. The hustling Lakers out-rebounded Boston by 13, an important stat, says Lakers guard Kobe Bryant.
We understand the importance of rebounding and, getting to those balls at and pop loose, and you see a lot of guys on the floor tonight and getting after him, and those are things that we're consciously trying to do.
The winner-take-all Game 7 is tomorrow night. The Lakers have home court advantage. Celtics guard Ray Allen says his team has a bunch of tough competitors born for a moment like this. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles.
After BP agreed to pay $20 billion into a compensation fund for victims of the Gulf oil spill, Wall Street got a bit of a lift. Dow is up 1 point, 10,405. NASDAQ gained 6 points, now at 2311. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.